Well, a man dies and finds himself in front of the pearly gates. St. Peter explains to him that it's not so easy to enter into heaven. There are some criteria before he's allowed entry. So he said to the man, "Did you ever attend church?" The man replied, "No." St. Peter told him, "That was bad. Were you generous? Did you give money to the poor, to charity?" "No," replied the man. St. Peter told him, "That too was bad. Did you do any good deeds? Did you ever help your neighbor, anything?" "No," replied the man. And now St. Peter became very concerned. Exasperated, St. Peter said, "Look, everybody does something nice sometime during their life. Work with me, I'm trying to help you, think." The man said, "Well, there was this old lady. I came out of a store and found her surrounded by a gang. They had taken her pocketbook and were shoving her around. I got so mad, I threw my groceries down, fought through the crowd, and got her purse back. I then helped her to her feet. I then went up to the biggest, baddest man and told him how despicable, cowardly, and mean he was." "Wow," said St. Peter, "that's impressive. When did that happen?" The fellow said, "Oh, about 10 minutes ago." Today's gospel is all about heaven and hell, and the reality of our judgment, what's called Judgment Day. And today the Lord gives us three parables. Now, these are called the parables of the kingdom. Now, sometimes parables, when it refers to the kingdom of heaven, sometimes Jesus is referring to the beatific vision, what heaven will be like in the next world. But sometimes when Jesus refers to the kingdom of heaven, he's referring to the church on earth. And so these three parables are about not heaven that we look forward to after we die, but these three parables are giving insights into the church on earth, the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is his church. Take a look at this first one. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. Mustard seeds, as you know, are the smallest of seeds. They're like a speck of sand. In fact, 20,000 mustard seeds would make 1 ounce. That's how tiny they are. That's how small they are. And yet you plant that little tiny mustard seed, which looks like a little black speck of sand, and it will become a large plant, about 10 or 12 feet tall. And the birds of the air will come and nest within it. So this is related to the church because the church began so tiny, so small, with just 12 members, the 12 apostles. They were like a speck in the entire Roman Empire at the time. And yet that little speck of the church has now grown today to 1.2 billion members, from 12 to 1.2 billion members throughout the world. And all the birds of all the nations, all the people of all nations come to nest within Holy Mother Church. Now, the second parable, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast or leaven that the woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until the whole batch began to rise. Again, this is about the church in the midst of the world. The church is the leaven. The church is the yeast in the world. The church is here to make the world a better place, to make the whole community rise. Vatican II says that we as Christians are called to be the leaven in the community. We're called to enhance the community and to make it a better place. In fact, if you want to know what is the number one charitable organization in the entire world, it is the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church feeds more hungry people than any other organization on the planet. It gives drink, it gives clothing, not only food but shelter, to more people than any other organization in the entire world. See, the church is the leaven within the world. And in our own community, through the Samaritan, through the House of Mercy, through your food donations, through giving of clothes, we become the leaven in the community. Now, the third parable, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed seed in his field. Now, the seed was good, but what happens is that the enemy goes and he sows weeds in the midst of wheat. And in fact, if you go back to Roman law, there was actually a punishment in Roman law for somebody who did this. And it was a strict fine and punishment if you sowed weeds in somebody's wheat field. Because for a long time, as it grew, you could not tell the difference. But eventually, once it got taller and it began to develop, then you could distinguish that somebody had sown weeds among the wheat. And if you didn't do anything about it, if that was harvested together, that would be poisonous. It would make poisonous bread. It would make you sick if you ate the bread that had this mixture of weeds in there as well. And so the servants notice this after a while, and they say to the master, "Shall we tear up? Shall we try to pull out the weeds right now?" And the master says, "No. By now the roots are entangled. You have to let them both grow until the harvest." So now the weeds and wheat will grow together until the harvest. But then at the harvest time, that's when they'll be separated. And it says here that they will collect the weeds, tie them up, and burn them. And the wheat will be placed into the barn. And this is one of the very rare occasions. There are a few occasions in Scripture where the Lord explains the parables to his apostles separately. This is one of those few times. So they go into the house and the apostles say, "Lord, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he said that the one who sows the good seed is Jesus, the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. That's what all of us are called to be, the children of God, the children of the kingdom. But there are weeds, and those, Jesus says, are the children of the evil one, those who follow the devil, those who follow immorality. The one who sows them, Jesus says, is the devil. The harvest, he says, is the end of the world. That's when the final harvest will be done. And the ones who will separate the weeds from the wheat, the sheep from the goats, would be the angels. That's the role of the angels, to separate the good from the evil at the end of time. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will take out of the kingdom all those who cause others to sin, those who lead other people into sin, and all evildoers. It says they will be thrown into the fiery furnace, which is an image for hell, the reality of hell. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. This is an expression used in Scripture to explain the condition of souls in hell. Total separation from God, total despair, total desolation, where they wail and grind their teeth. This total desolation. But then the good news, though, is that the righteous are taken by the angels into the kingdom of heaven, where they will shine like the sun for all eternity. So this parable reminds us the reality of heaven, the reality of hell, and the reality of the final judgment. And I think some of the truths that we can take from this gospel is that the Lord does not pluck out of the church at this time the weeds from the wheat. Because we could say, well, when we look at the Catholic Church, there are both saints and sinners in the church. You have very holy people, like a Mother Teresa. You have very sinful people in the church. The church right now has both wheat and weeds growing in it. And you just have to look at the newspapers to see in the scandals of the last years that there have been weeds in the midst of the wheat. Well, eventually, they will be separated at the end of time, at the end of the world. So why does God allow, let's say, the weeds to continue to grow with the wheat? Well, as the Bible says, God's patience is directed towards our salvation. So God is patient with us. He's giving us an opportunity to change, an opportunity to be converted, an opportunity to be changed from being weeds into wheat. Fortunately, human beings are not stuck with the way they are. We're not either born weeds or we're not born wheat. We have an opportunity. A Saul of Tarsus can become a St. Paul. Saul of Tarsus was a weed, and God transformed him into his wheat. Mary Magdalene could become a St. Mary Magdalene. Augustine could become a St. Augustine. See, there's always hope. It isn't that a wonderful thing to know we're not stuck with either being weeds or wheat? With God's grace and God's help and his transforming, amazing grace, you can have a Saul of Tarsus become a St. Paul, a Mary Magdalene become a St. Mary Magdalene. And that's the good news, is that we have this opportunity. If the Lord gives us another day, he gives us another opportunity to be alive. A lot of people, as you know, 300,000 people die each day throughout the world. If we're not dead yet, that means that God is still being patient with us and giving us opportunities to convert, to be changed, to become God's wheat, so that when we die, he can take us up into his kingdom. We will shine forever like the stars in the heavenly kingdom.